540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation.
Yes.
With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which
right.
Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org.
brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna, from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha, from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. Today is the, I don't know how many years, but 59? Thank you, Sean. Sean, you're so good at this stuff. Yes. Today is the 59th anniversary, sadly, of the assassination of President John Fitzgerald Kennedy. And I've got a couple of other stories I'm going to get to here in a few minutes, about Herschel Walker promoting transgender hate and Kanye West and his anti-Semitic tweets. But first, I just wanted to remind us all a little bit about John F. Kennedy and do so with a speech that he gave at Michigan State University on the 10th of June, 1963. And he was talking about peace. I think this is just one of his most brilliant speeches. I'm going to give it to you in pieces.
I have therefore chosen this time and place to discuss a topic on which ignorance too often abounds and the truth too rarely perceived, and that is the most important topic on earth, peace.
It's a pretty important topic.
What kind of a peace do I mean, and what kind of a peace do we seek? Not a Pax Americana, enforced on the world by American weapons of war. Not the peace of the grave or the security of the slave. I am talking about genuine peace, the kind of peace that makes life on earth worth living, the kind that enables men and nations to grow and to hope and build a better life for their children. Not merely peace for Americans, but peace for all men and women. Not merely peace in our time, but peace in all time.
This was such an idealistic time, you know?
I speak of peace, therefore, as the necessary rational end of rational men. I realize the pursuit of peace is not as dramatic as the pursuit of war, and frequently the words of the pursuers fall on deaf ears. But we have no more urgent task.
And I think he was sincere about this. Absolutely meant it.
No government or social system is so evil that its people must be considered as lacking in virtue.
Something we need to remember.
Our military forces are committed to peace and disciplined in self-restraint. Our diplomats are instructed to avoid unnecessary irritants and purely rhetorical hostility. For we can seek a relaxation of tensions without relaxing our guard. And for our part, we do not need to use threats to prove we are resolute.
And here we are again in Ukraine.
Meanwhile, we seek to strengthen the United Nations to help solve its financial problems, to make it a more effective instrument for peace, to develop it into a genuine world security system, a system capable of resolving disputes on the basis of law, of ensuring the security of the large and the small, and of creating conditions under which arms can finally be abolished.
Abolishing arms.
The United States, as the world knows, will never start a war. We do not want a war. We do not now expect a war. This generation of Americans has already had enough, more than enough, of war and hate and oppression.
Now, of course, it was before George W. Bush.
We shall be prepared if others wish it. We shall be alert to try to stop it. But we shall also do our part to build a world of peace where the weak are safe and the strong are just. We are not helpless before that task or hopeless of its success. Confident and unafraid, we must labor on, not towards a strategy of annihilation, but towards a strategy of peace.
Isn't that extraordinary? I mean, it's bringing tears to my eyes. It's what we lost on this day 59 years ago was just extraordinary. Well, while President Kennedy and many statesmen and women over the years have been have done what they can to try to promote peace and bring about peace and ensure peace, and so far, you know, it's been a long time since we've had nuclear weapons being used, although we were the only country to do so. But while many of us are promoting peace, there are still politicians who view war overseas, who view war within our own country, who view civil war in our own country, who view hatred of one group of Americans against the other, which is, you know, clearly the antithesis of peace, as a useful tool or weapon to achieve and hold political power. And, recently now we've got, I mean, this is just where this has ended up. First of all, it looks like the deranged mass, I shouldn't even call him deranged, the terrorist mass murderer in Colorado City was the grandson of GOP insurrectionist and California Assemblyman Randy Vopel from Santee, California. It's being reported over Daily Edge on Twitter. Unprecedented is a newsletter that it's called the Daily Edge, actually, and so the headline is Unprecedented, that is available over on Substack, to which I subscribe. And the author of this, Richard Hine, notes that the seed, in his opinion, the seed of this mass slaughter at the Q Club was planted after the 30 November 2021 Oxford High School shooting that killed four in Michigan. That's when Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert decided to release a family Christmas card that had more in common with jihadist recruitment propaganda than shepherds watching their flocks by night. And she tweeted out a picture of herself and her four children, or maybe it's five, four boys, each one holding an assault weapon. He goes on to say, or maybe it was one of the 12 times that Representative Boebert actively stoked LGBTQ violence, propelling her to the number three spot on the LGBTQ nation's top 10 list of the most hateful people on Twitter. Following passage of Florida's Don't Say Gay bill, which took effect on July 1st, he notes, anti-LGBTQ grooming rhetoric, that is, people trying to groom terrorists to kill queer people, anti-LGBTQ grooming rhetoric surged a whopping 406% online. This is following Ron DeSantis' Don't Say Gay law. For an average of 6,607 tweets a day, a huge increase from the 1,300 tweets the month before. Marjorie Taylor Greene, he writes, was top of the list of hateful tweeters. Christina Pasha, press secretary to Republican Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, finished in sixth place. Tweets from the top 10 anti LGBTQ tweeters, the hate tweeters. Tweets in the top 10 posters were viewed an estimated 48 million times and were responsible for driving the grooming narrative, according to a fairly comprehensive research group that has been digging into this stuff. And so here we are. As transgender author Jenny Boylan wrote in the Washington Post, quote, "In October, a man attacked a trans librarian in Boise. Other attacks by armed men and groups such as the Proud Boys have disrupted drag-related events in Texas, Nevada, and Oregon. At the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, where I once presented a Grand Rounds lecture on the variety of trans experiences, security has been increased in the wake of threats to its transgender clinic. In Massachusetts, Boston Children's Hospital reports that its clinicians and staff have received multiple threats of violence." Pete Buttigieg, our Secretary of Transportation, himself a gay man, tweeted yesterday, "If you're a politician or media figure who sets up the LGBTQ community to be hated and feared, not because of any of us ever harmed you, but because you find it useful, then don't you dare act surprised when this kind of violence follows. Don't you dare act surprised." Lauren Boebert tweeted, "This is absolutely awful, and the victims and their families are in my prayers." And AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, responded on Twitter saying, "Lauren Boebert, you have played a major role in elevating anti-LGBTQ plus hate rhetoric and anti-trans lies while spending your time in Congress blocking even the most common sense gun safety laws. You don't get to thoughts and prayers your way out of this. Look inward and change." Good advice. Good advice. And now we discover that anti-Semitism actually sells pretty good over on Twitter. I'll tell you about that on the other side of the break, and we'll pick up your phone calls. Whew. Speaking the truth, the multinational corporations would really rather you didn't know all about it. I'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Holidays are right around the corner, and we're ready. Why? Because we use HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers delicious recipes and more right to our door, so we can skip that extra grocery store trip, take a break from meal planning, and actually enjoy this special time of the year. HelloFresh always has something new to try, with over 35 chef-crafted recipes each week, chock full of quality ingredients and choice proteins. Plus, we can stock our pantry and even prep for a party with seasonal and convenience items from HelloFresh Market. When we're in a hurry, their 20-minute meals and easy cleanup options make for more quality time around the dinner table and less time in the kitchen. And saving money is always a priority around the holidays. HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. Louise and I have learned so much about cooking from HelloFresh. Plus, we brought that knowledge to other meals. Sign up today for 70% off plus free shipping with the code TOM70 at HelloFresh.com/TOM70. That's code TOM70 at HelloFresh.com/TOM70.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunny skies and calm today with highs around 50. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles an hour. Lows around 33. Tonight, mainly cloudy. Overcast skies. Tomorrow, chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 47. Mainly clear skies. Friday, with highs in the mid-40s. Chance for scattered showers. Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
Turner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%. APR, 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. Ew! That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruits. Our dogs love it. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers, I can tell you from personal experience, for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, I can get you 54% off on Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop, dot, dot. That's drmartypets.com/Tom. Welcome back. So Kanye West, he was let back on Twitter, and of course, you know, it's now turning into right-wing troll heaven, I guess. It's interesting. Somebody posted, am I losing Twitter followers because I've been taking on Elon Musk or something like that? And I replied, pointing out that we've been losing Twitter followers ever since this transfer happened. It's really strange. We were at 198 or 199,000 Twitter followers, and I had sent a note to Nigel, who runs our websites and stuff. He's our webmaster, saying that we need to update our profile on our homepage, which has how many followers we have on YouTube and Twitter and all that stuff, and it's a year old, the statistics. And I said, you know, but let's wait until we hit 200,000, which I think will happen any day now, because we're at like 199,000. Well, in the last couple of weeks, we're down to 195,000. Now, I'm not complaining. I mean, you know, it may well be that they're cleaning up the bots, which is something Elon said he was going to do. And if that's the case, then I salute that. On the other hand, it may be that, you know, 5,000 people have just decided to leave Twitter and cancel their accounts. I just don't know. But anyhow, stuff on Twitter is happening. And Kanye West was let back on Twitter. And, of course, his first tweet was shalom. Which is a Hebrew word, you know, peace or hello and goodbye also, casually.
and with a smiley face. And the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement, CAM, and the Contagion Research Institute, National Contagion Research Institute, NCRI, these are two groups that do analysis on basically the virality of memes, of ideas, things. And the one, the second one, the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement, of course, focusing on anti-Semitism. And they found what they called the anti-Semitism attention economy. And they found that recent controversial social media posts by Kanye West metastasized populist Jew hating across the ideological spectrum, from white supremacists to black Hebrew Israelites. And one of the people who works with the CEO of CAM, Sasha Reutman, Dratwa, said, quote, "This episode is sadly indicative of what Jews face in a world of increasing anti-Semitism online." First, and what he's talking about is the problem. I mean, you know, with all these anti-Semitic posts, if you respond to them, if you call them out, if you point them out, you are amplifying them. If you don't respond to them, you're allowing them to fester and grow and causing people who read them to tacitly assume that maybe there's truth to them, or this is acceptable, you know, discourse in polite company, et cetera. So anyhow, he goes, firstly, rather than those involved in anti-Semitism being shunned, their popularity frequently increases, and they are made a martyr when they're called out on spreading lies and hatred. And it turns out that Kanye West tweeting anti-Semitism has actually, rather significantly apparently, increased his social media following, which tells you that, you know, there is an ongoing market for hate. And it's alive and well on social media in the United States. And social media is not policing itself the way it should. Particularly the big two, you know, Facebook and Twitter. And whether it's hate on the queer community, whether it's hate on blacks, whether it's hate on Hispanics or immigrants, whether it's hate on Jews, whether it's hate on Muslims, it's just fundamentally wrong. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I have another thought on peace for you, and I'll pick up your phone calls on the other side of this break.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood, but did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to The Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimick, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
You've probably heard by now that you should be using a VPN when you connect to the internet. Well, if you knew how easy it is to protect your connection with ExpressVPN, you'd be doing it already. ExpressVPN is the easiest way to browse safely, securely, and just better. First of all, it's blazing fast. Lots of other VPNs slow your connection to the point where it's not even worth it to connect, but ExpressVPN doesn't lag or buffer. You can stream in HD with no issues. And it couldn't be easier to use. You just open the ExpressVPN app, click one button, and enjoy instant protection across all your devices. Once you connect to ExpressVPN, you won't even realize you have it on. But your connection is secure, your data is encrypted, and you can get access to content available outside your region. No wonder it's been called the best VPN by Business Insider and Tech Radar. Right now, go to expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and I can get you an extra 3 months free of ExpressVPN. That's expressvpn.com/Tom, expressvpn.com/T-H-O-M, expressvpn.com/Tom. And welcome back. I played the Kennedy clips on Peace, because it's one of my favorite of his speeches, and B, because today is the 59th anniversary of his assassination in Dallas. But his speech on peace reminded me of the president who preceded John Kennedy, which was Dwight Eisenhower, who was a Republican, who campaigned on increasing Social Security, who campaigned and bragged about frequently on how he had expanded the number of people who had good union jobs, and who, having been the general who oversaw the war in Europe, World War II, he was the supreme Allied commander, General Eisenhower, and saw his share of death and carnage, and ordered men into the maw, into the machine guns of the Germans, Normandy and all that sort of stuff. I mean, this is Eisenhower's thing. This is what he did. Was a man who really understood the horrors of war and did not want it to continue under his presidency. Dwight Eisenhower was also a friend of Jack Kennedy's. And in early January, I believe this was January 19th, I could be wrong on the exact date, but in early January, Dwight Eisenhower sat down and gave a farewell address to the nation as he was peacefully handing power over to the incoming Democrat, John Kennedy. And I just wanted to play about 2 minutes of his, which is basically the ending part. And this is the speech in which he famously said, "We must beware of the military-industrial complex." I'll tell you that to begin with. I'm not going to play that part because it's just so famous and everybody knows it. But this part really touches me, and I think it's just so important. So here, this is President Dwight Eisenhower when he was still president, as he was, on his way out.
"As we peer into society's future, we, you and I, and our government, must avoid the impulse to live only for today, plundering for our own ease and convenience the precious resources of tomorrow. We cannot mortgage the material assets of our grandchildren without risking the loss also of their political and spiritual heritage. We want democracy to survive for all generations to come, not to become the insolvent phantom of tomorrow."
And, of course, that's what Reagan did. I mean, cutting taxes and everything. But anyhow, here it continues.
"During the long lane of the history yet to be written, America knows that this world of ours, ever growing smaller, must avoid becoming a community of dreadful fear and hate, and be instead a proud confederation of mutual trust and respect. Together we must learn how to compose differences, not with arms, but with intellect and decent purpose."
And then he ended his prayer, speech, with a prayer, literally a prayer.
"May we be ever unswerving in devotion to principle, confident but humble with power, diligent in pursuit of a nation's great goals. To all the peoples of the world, I once more give expression to America's prayerful and continuing aspiration. We pray that peoples of all faiths, all races, all nations may have their great human needs satisfied, that those now denied opportunity shall come to enjoy it to the full, that all who yearn for freedom may experience its spiritual blessings. Those who have freedom will understand also its heavy responsibility, that all who are insensitive to the needs of others will learn charity, and that the scourges of poverty, disease, and ignorance will be made disappear from the earth, and that in the goodness of time, all peoples will come to live together in a peace guaranteed by the binding force of mutual respect and love.
And love. I mean, I'm sorry, I shouldn't break up when I hear these old, you know, these idealistic times. There was an awful lot about that era to not be idealistic about. But anyhow, Matt in St. Paul, Minnesota. Hey, Matt, what's on your mind today? Matt, listening on AM 950, KTNF. Matt, going once, going twice, going three times. Matt, thank you. But hey, Lori in Miami, Florida. Osceola, Florida, or Ocala, Florida. Lori, you're on the air. I'm not hearing Lori. Do we have the board set up right?
Yeah.
Are you sure? I'm going to put Lori on hold just in case that we've got Vivian in La Puente, California. Vivian, can you hear me? It's on my side.
Maybe.
No, it's definitely not on my side. Somehow, did you reconfigure the board at all to get my audio out of the computer? Sean, oh, Joyce can't hear people either.
I can't get
through.
Huh.
We've got to reboot the... That's very strange. Okay, let me put Vivian on hold. I'm just going to... Joyce is going to... Richard in Chicago, can you hear me? We have... Oh, very interesting. I don't know what's going on, but... It is not a good thing. Just say what?
Just do a segment.
Yeah, okay, alrighty. Well, you know, something has happened with our phone system, I'm assuming. And we're probably gonna have to reboot it and have people call in. You know, we'll see what happens. But, you know, in the meantime, what I can do is I can play you with the beginning of that Eisenhower speech. I told you, you know, that was the famous speech in which he talks about peace, and here's the very beginning of it.
Our military organization today bears little relation to that known of any of my predecessors in peacetime, or indeed by the fighting men of World War II or Korea. Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. American makers of plowshares could, with time and as required, make swords as well. But we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Added to this, 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. We annually spend on military security alone more than the net income of all United States corporations. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society.
It's kind of an echo of his hanging from the cross of iron speech, but here is, here's the
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists,
Nate,
and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
Yep.
As we peer into...
Here we go. That's Dwight Eisenhower. We're going to take a quick break here and get our phone system rebooted, and we'll be right back. So stick around. It's 44 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And if you got booted off our phone system, just call back.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
You've kept up with the times. For example, you're fluent in texting.
Honey, what does IGTTSWA mean?
It means I'm going to the store, want anything.
If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org for a quick 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. And it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Check out aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 50 today, under sunny skies, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy tonight, lows around 33. Overcast tomorrow, chance for scattered showers, high temperatures reach up to 47. Temps a bit above average, Friday and Saturday, with highs from the mid-40s to the upper 40s. Chance for scattered rain showers, Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
On the to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sin, the fate of the world, and what we can do before it's too late.
We believe
Joseph Chapman Pierce writes,
we believe
to discover brilliant,
in
innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
I have a new book out. It's called The Hidden History of Neoliberalism, How Reaganism Gutted America and How to Restore Its Greatness. Greg Palast calls it a hand grenade of a book. You can pick it up wherever fine books are available. Tag, you're it.
Hey, what are you getting the wine lovers in your life this holiday season? Go to wineenthusiast.com for unique quality wine gifts and accessories for everyone, naughty or nice, on your list. For more than 40 years, Wine Enthusiast has been the premier destination for fine wine lifestyle products, offering the largest selection of wine storage, accessories, glassware, furniture, and personalized gifts galore. Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest selection of wine storage for every drinker, every budget, and every collection from 6 to 6,000 bottles. Plus, expert wine storage consultants are available by phone to help you find the right fit for all your needs. WineEnthusiast.com is your one-stop holiday gift-giving destination for everyone on your list, with the best customer reviews and hassle-free returns. Visit WineEnthusiast.com or text CHEERS to 73784. That's CHEERS to 73784. Shop Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and holiday sales events happening now for the best prices of the season on wine storage, gifts, and more. And get free standard shipping on orders of $99 or more. Some exclusions apply. WineEnthusiast.com. They bring wine to life. And welcome back. Well, I'm going to try one more time to see if I can get somebody up here on Hybrid A and see if it'll play. Kurt in Akron, Ohio, can you hear me? I cannot hear Kurt. Can you hear Kurt, Sean? Nope, we can't. Okay, so, okay, let me try, hang on just a second. Let me put Kurt back on. And I'm going to try putting Kurt on Hybrid 2, see if that helps. Still no Kurt. Okay, my apologies. Something has happened. Something has croaked. It happens from time to time. In the meantime, I thought that I would share with you some more, some of my favorite audio clips, actually. There's some really good ones out there. And, a few that are really worth visiting. This is, where did we go here? Remember Paul Weyrich? We don't want everybody to vote. I think it's worth just revisiting.
Now, many of our Christians have what I call the goo-goo syndrome. Good government. They want everybody to vote. I don't want everybody to vote. Elections are not won by a majority of people. They never have been from the beginning of our country, and they are not now. As a matter of fact, our leverage in the elections, quite candidly, goes up as the voting populace goes down.
Okay, welcome back. I have some of my favorite clips in here, and I'm trying to find there's one that I think is particularly good, but it is, okay, Teddy Roosevelt. Roosevelt. TR. Nope. All right. Well, let's see here. I've got an interesting thought. This is a clip from Harry Truman. Be interesting to hear what he has to say.
People know the Democratic Party is the people's party, and the Republican Party is the party of special interest, and it always has been and always will be.
Okay. We got that. We got you, Harry. We definitely got you. And the one that I really, I'm sorry to just wander around like this, but it's when everything crashes on you, it's something that you hope never happens, but occasionally does, and then what do? FDR. All right, this is FDR speaking about his economic Bill of Rights, and this was a big deal speech, actually.
This republic had its beginning and grew to its present strength under the protection of certain inalienable political rights, among them the right of free speech, free press, free worship, trial by jury, freedom from unreasonable searches and seizures. They were our rights. Life and liberty. We have come to a clearer realization of the fact, however, that true individual freedom cannot exist without economic security and independence.
You'll recall my rant today was about what is freedom, right? And this is exactly what Franklin Roosevelt is talking about in this speech from 1940, I believe this is 1944, where he's talking about his economic Bill of Rights. So he's saying basically no freedom can exist without economic freedom. He continues.
Necessitous men are not free men. People who are hungry, people who are out of a job, are the stuff of which dictatorships are made. In our day, these economic truths have become accepted as self-evident. We have accepted, so to speak, a second Bill of Rights, under which a new basis of security and prosperity can be established for all, regardless of station or race or creed. Among these are the right to a useful and remunerated job in the industry.
This is the four, you know, these are his economic, not the four freedom speech, his economic Bill of Rights speech, in which FDR is saying, this is what defines freedom, the right to a decent job.
Or shops, or farms, or mines of the nation. The right to earn enough to provide adequate food and clothing and recreation. The right of farmers to raise and sell their products at a return which will give them and their families a decent living.
At that time, more than half the country was agricultural.
Necessitous men are not free men.
It restarted.
People who are...
Here we go.
The right of every businessman, large and small, to trade in an atmosphere of freedom from unfair competition and domination.
End the monopolies.
By monopolies and from or abroad. The right of every family to a decent home. The right to adequate medical care. And the opportunity to achieve and enjoy good health. The right to adequate protection from the economic fear of old age and sickness and accident and unemployment. And finally, the right to a good education. All of these rights spell security. And after this war is won, we must be prepared to move forward to the implementation of these rights.
And he was so right, and we didn't do it, sadly. But anyway, thanks so much for being with us. We'll be back tomorrow, same day, same time, same place, and hopefully with our audio back working. And in the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school. But I still can't afford to put put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.